The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I have Deborah Campbell in studio with me and Autumn Warren Connolly. All things Autumn. I wish you guys could see Autumn right now. She's like a beam of sunshine. It's always a better day when Autumn and I cross paths because she's got sunflowers across her head and like a peacock, like how would you describe that? Like a little
like a kimono.
A kimono.
Like a kimono. You look like, and you did. You were teaching young children.
I was.
Yoga this morning.
I taught 30 children in a summer camp this morning, ages 5 to 12, yoga and meditation. So I've got to bring it.
And how old were they now again?
5 to 12.
That's awesome.
Did any of them have trouble putting down their cell phones?
No cell phones. I'm a very strict teacher.
That's good. Well, you have to be if that's the point of leading.
Yeah, I always
sometimes
scare
it's
them.
Not easy. Yeah, well, you don't want to scare them. Well,
I want to scare them. I tell them I'm like, see those two kids over there? I'm their mom. So, like,
oh, wow.
I'm a mom.
Oh,
like,
well, there you go.
You can't mess around with me.
Pull the mom card.
Yeah, I'm like, everybody's like, ooh, a mom.
Wow. Well, today we're having tomato talk with you.
That's right.
Tomato talk.
I have a couple.
I should have brought a tomato. I brought some.
I should have brought you a tomato. I have so many from my garden.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And of course, they're organic.
Of course, they're organic.
You can bring me tomatoes anytime you want because I'm always cooking sauce.
Yeah, I should have. They'd be great for sauce. They're really good.
I don't think I've gone a weekend without having pizza ever in my life.
That's great. That's going to go really well with what we're going to talk
about
today.
Oh, yeah? Good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And Deborah, you haven't been back. You're back from the last time you were on the show, and I'm so happy to have you in studio. We're going to be talking about the blame game in relationships. That's a good one.
Thanks
oh my gosh.
For having me back. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this subject because I think it's just the most common error people make.
It really is. And, you know, but it's tough to look at yourself in the mirror and say, mm-hmm. what part of this did I have and what do I need to do to change it? That's the hardest part because a lot of people don't want to change their ways.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather be right.
Right.
That makes me think of the words of the song, I win, you win, we lose.
Yep, exactly.
And I think it's Jackson Brown. It is.
Well, there's an old expression, right? You can either be married or you can be right. Right?
Like, yeah.
And so, and this is the same. You can either be in a relationship with others or you could be right. But it's hard.
Yeah. It is hard.
It's hard because it's a very singular stance.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to be humble, I think, for mm-hmm. a lot of people. We were talking about the seven deadly sins before we went live today. And I actually was reading the news, and I'm sorry I did this morning. It's just over the weekend, I read a lot. My girls are out of town, and mm-hmm. so I just read a lot. I wrote a lot. I wrote a blog that will probably be posted here this week when I, you know, get it all cleaned up. But it's amazing when you don't have a lot of outside, you know, stimuli, how your brain will drop into that creative mode or just that peaceful mode. And I have to tell you, so last night I used my Sunlight and Sauna for the first time, you guys.
That's awesome.
Ooh. Okay.
It was so
my
pretty.
Infrared sauna. It's so beautiful. It fits perfectly. I was worried that it was going to be so big that, you know, because I originally, just like Sean Wells, when we walked into the Paleo FX, it was the first thing that I saw. He and I got the same model. And it's not the most, you don't have to get the most expensive one. I don't think it was the most expensive, but it's the higher end one for sure. I can't even tell you how much I love it. Like, I cannot wait to get back in it tonight. It's just amazing. I've never sweat like that unless I was maybe doing a triathlon or something, you know, back 15 mm-hmm. years ago. It felt so good. And it was, I not that I wanted to, but if I wanted to, I could watch Netflix in there. I could do Twitter, Facebook. You know, I was watching.
So many bells and whistles.
Oh my gosh. It's insane and it's aesthetically so pretty. But here's the thing, so you guys will laugh. So I'm in there for about 10, 15 minutes. I'm watching all the dials so I could tell you how it works. And, you know, I wanted to understand it before I just jump in there and go, ooh, and just press the button. I wanted to see what was going on. And so so I watched the temperature go up and then a little spirally the minute, because I picked the detoxification program. Okay. So you press on the button and then it pops up the how many minutes it is and then what temperature it's going to take you to. I was baking at 131 for about 20 minutes and it felt amazing. At first, as the temperature was going up, I'm like, am I going to be able to take this? You know?
Yeah, it sounds a little scary.
Because I felt like I was in an oven almost at first. Like, damn, it's, I feel like I'm in an oven. I'm going to bake here. And so, but, and so it was awesome though. And I sweat so much.
I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm. That's really good for your body.
It was so good for me. I slept really well last night. Mm-hmm. Now, tonight I'm going to do, I can't decide if I'm going to do the anti-aging or the weight loss.
These are great options.
I want to do a little bit of both. It's like, damn it, Jim, how do you pick? You know?
I need a box like this in my house where I just go in and I'm like, solve my problems today.
No, let me tell you something. And I don't push products. I don't. I stand behind companies and what they do. But I have to tell you, if you've got a little extra coin or if you want to, you know, get okay, I get so excited I can't focus my thoughts, but because I have so many going through my brain at once. But this purchase was one of the best purchases I've ever made in my life. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah.
And because it's like a reset for what's really important and how you really, if you want to get wealthy, you got to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And your health is your wealth. That's the most important message, because when you're healthy, you feel like you can conquer the world.
And you can. Mm-hmm.
And you can.
Much easier than when you're not feeling well run down.
You can deal with the horrible news of children at the border here in Texas suffering, being ripped from their mother's arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Laura Bush and Melania Trump speak out on the separation of immigrant children and parents at the border, trying to get the whole world to listen, because this is a world problem at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. These children and mothers and fathers are running from corruption. They're running from greed. They're running from a lot of the seven deadly sins. And we as a world need to do something about it. This is just a red flag of what's really going on all over the world. You know, I was reading about North Korea. That'll make you want to vomit. I mean, honest to God.
Sounds terrible.
You want to get stressed out? Just start reading about North Korea.
No,
you know?
Thank you.
It's like, oh my gosh. But yeah. And so
I'm just going to do a meditation for the world.
You see? And that's the thing. So last night I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. But here's the funny part. So as I told you, I was at 131 baking for about 20 minutes. about 15 minutes into it, I hear meow, you know, meow, like this dramatic meow. I'm like, oh my God, did I lock one in the guest room with me? You know, because it's in my guest room. And so then I hear like a, you know, and I thought, oh my God, I should have put Butters in the cat prison, because he knew I was in there and they were all waiting outside the door. So they stressed me out. So tonight before I do it, all the cats are going to prison for 37 minutes.
Well, you get your relaxation.
Oh my God.
So funny. Cats do that. They pick the most inopportune times to be like, you shall now give me affection.
They will not leave me alone. Like, it's serious. I have to go outside to be alone.
One of mine climbed into the shower. You know, I've got a clawfoot tub in my bathroom, and he climbed up along the perimeter of my tub and was meowing at me while I was in the shower. I'm like, now's not the time,
now's
dude.
Not the time. Leave me alone. Get out of here.
It's a test.
And then he's famous for opening doors. Like, I have to barricade my whole house before I leave. Like, in the back of the house, I have to put a chair up against a door so he can't let all the other little kittens out. And just like all this craziness. Okay. And so I went in there and forgot to put him in. And I'll be darned, you know, they just weren't going to have it. They weren't going to let me rest. So I've got a new plan, like I said.
You need a little checklist on the outside of the door before you go in things that you've done.
I'm thinking about, I don't know if I want to meditate tonight. I might watch, you know, like a...
Turn on some good meditation music.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you can listen to the... And the sound is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just so pleased with my purchase. So my Sunlighten infrared sauna. And they make smaller ones. But I have to tell you, so it hits the reset of what's really important, like I said. That's the best part of it for me because I'm now constantly focused on my health. And I have been for many, many years. But, you know, life will lead you astray. One thing or another will interrupt your flow of life and your quest for just happiness and health. And so I've got my little... What do I want to call it? My little temple?
It is a temple. That's a good word. That's
it's my little temple, and I'm going to be in there every night picking weight loss or...
Bring you some Hindu figures to put in there.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that.
Crystals. I just charged some with the new moon.
Well, and it's funny. So, you know, I got in there without really thinking it through, and I had my ring. I had a ring on, a ring. It's not the ring. It's a ring. It's one of my favorite rings. It's actually a turtle. But it's abstract, and it's got a pearl in the middle. It's really pretty. I don't have it on right now. I don't know what I did with that. Hopefully, I didn't lose it. But
anyway. It's in the sauna.
I'm in there, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to take off my necklace, too. So I'm, like, taking off the stuff and, like, throwing it on the floor and just sitting there trying to absorb all the infrared. And, you know, there's three different levels. And let me see. I've got the book in front of me. There's, like, oh, shoot. Okay, here it is. Near, mid, and far. And so the near infrared is for cell health, immunity, skin purification, and pain relief. The mid infrared is for pain relief, improved circulation, and weight loss. And the far infrared is about weight loss, detoxification, and blood pressure reduction. All good things.
Right.
Now, how much? Okay. Now, I think I paid about $9,000 for mine, but they have, you know, smaller models, $4,000 or $5,000. If you divide that by 12, or let's just divide it by 2 years or 3 years, that's not that much. I'd rather have one of these than go to the gym.
Oh, and it's so much less expensive than going somewhere else. You know, they have the infrared sauna places.
Yeah.
I mean, it's much less expensive and a higher quality.
Yeah.
And their logo's a lotus. That's cool. The symbolism of a lotus is really cool.
What does it mean? You would know, guru.
Yeah, lotuses grow in, like, you know, dirty water. So it's beauty that grows out of the mud.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we've got a great show coming up, everyone. Autumn Warren Connolly is going to be talking tomato talk, and Deborah Campbell is going to be talking about the blame game in relationships. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Love this song. Oh my gosh. Okay, so who originally wrote this song? Does anybody know?
Oh gosh.
Because I don't think Don Henley wrote it. I think somebody else wrote it. Because this is the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm right? A little brain dead from the weekend. Okay. Nobody knows. All right,
Nobody knows about it.
Just forget about it. I didn't bring it up. All right, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me and Deborah, or Debbie. She likes to be called Debbie Campbell. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist with years of experience as a practicing clinician. Debbie uses a therapeutic approach to individuals, couples, and family therapy. She has worked extensively with children, adolescents, young adults, and couples. Debbie has a unique background in applied sports psychology and positive psychology. Deborah is the past president of the Dallas Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, 2014 through 2016. And additionally, she is an active member of the American Psychological Association, that's the APA, and the Association for Applied Sports Psychology, the AASP. And you can find her at Go Curis, GOCURIS.com. So good to have you back in studio. So today we're talking about stopping the blame game in couples. I say in any relationship, because you do it with your own children, or your children do it with you. You know, they love to blame you for everything. And so they often want to go back into their history and to debate one another's reality. It's a really unhealthy habit that feels like crap, really, for both partners, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so ultimately, it is bad for a couple, and it creates roadblocks and actually being constructive. And so, why do couples play the blame game?
Well, I think most couples play the blame game because they're invested at that point. Something is so threatening that they're invested at that point in keeping themselves safe, right? And so, by keeping myself safe, I'm going to defend my stance.
So what's a good example of a blame game here with a married couple? Let's just pick a married couple. Okay, so
I didn't say that I didn't do that would be a perfect example. Like, yesterday you said this. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I didn't do that. That's not how it happened. You're lying right now.
Well, that's called gaslighting, isn't it? Isn't that the term for it when someone acts like you're crazy? Like, I don't remember that.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you know, here's the thing. Couples oftentimes, you know, we'll get into these kind of bad habits based on the relationships, their most primitive relationships, right? Their childhood with their parents, where for some reason, for one reason or another, based on how their family operated, they learned that they had to protect themselves in the relationship. And so that bad habit carries forward, right? And so blaming is a way of protecting yourself, but it comes at a cost. And the cost is your partner, the relationship, because as you're defending and protecting your own position, Someone else is getting thrown under the bus.
Well, I say it comes at even a greater cost. It comes. You cannot be a peaceful person unless you're whole and you're constantly growing and learning from experiences. None of us are perfect,
right?
But you do. When you do behave badly, you have to own it,
right? Well, I mean,
and if you don't, you'll never be able to change it.
Yeah. Well, the first thing you have to do is acknowledge reality, right? Otherwise, where are you living? That's a really scary stance, right?
Right.
Are you not grounded into reality? And when couples get into blaming each other and they start debating each other's reality, it feels crummy for both people, right? It's a crummy way to feel to have someone say, that's not how it happened. From our partner or from the significant people in our life, is we want compassion, right? That's one of the biggest things that we want, is we want them to have compassion for our experience and take up for us.
And have your back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you're married.
But oftentimes we don't give it in return. It's one
sex.
Of those things that's easier said than done. Right? It's easier to say that you do it than to actually do it.
Yeah.
Because when I'm invested in protecting my own stance, I'm not actively taking up for yours.
That makes a lot of sense.
So it's very threatening because it's very singular.
Autumn, I'm looking at you. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of people just don't realize that. I mean, everybody, if you just say it to them, you know, people have different perspectives. Most people are like, yeah, sure. But I don't think people realize how far that goes. I don't think people realize that, no, really, everybody sees the world through a completely different lens. And in order to be committed and in a relationship with somebody romantically or just a friendship, you have to honor their lens as much as you do your own. And it's a really hard thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, you add in personal history and personal experience.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And gender psychology, right? And all of a sudden, you know, it makes it really easy to understand that there is no way we would see reality the same.
No.
And not only that, if you understood how flawed memory was, you would never bother to go back in and debate reality, your partner's reality of the past, because memory is so highly flawed. It's based on how we feel, and that shapes our perspective that day. And literally every time we go back and remember something, our brain rewrites it, which is kind of scary. So instead of debating it, you know, we could be way more constructive with it. If we're going to go back into the past, instead of blaming each other, use it to understand each other better. Use it to have compassion for your partner's experience. Use it to figure out where your misunderstandings happen. There are only a couple good reasons to go into the past, and I think that would be it.
Okay, what are those reasons?
To understand your partner better. How do they see the world? You know, what did they experience growing up that primes them to see things and have misunderstandings in the relationship? Where do those misunderstandings collide with your own, right? Your own reality.
You mean look into their childhood as in to look into their past?
Yeah, and also how they see the world. Yeah, so it's look into their childhood, know them, be an expert in them, right?
Yeah.
You know, go backwards into what happened and be constructive and collaborative about it. Oh, you thought I was saying that? That's, I can see where we went sideways. I understand why you'd go that direction. I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry. Use it to be mending, right? To be collaborative, to understand how you guys could do it differently or better in the future. But you can't do that if you're defending and protecting your stance.
Right.
No, that's not how it happened. I said this, you said that. You're going to get nowhere. You guys could go one-to-one into infinity.
Yeah, you've got to have the acceptance, I think, that your stance too and your perspective could be the different one. And that's a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm so accepting of this person and the way they see the world, but they don't realize that the way you see the world yourself is not necessarily accurate according to the other person's perception either. It's a scale. I feel like, you know, in my relationships, I've really gotten pretty clear about figuring out getting to the meat of somebody and, you know, delving into their past and trying to figure out how it is that they see the world. And I like to stay on a certain color, like a gradient scale, you know, like the little paint samples. I'm like, I like us to all be in the color family. Like if I'm in the oranges and like you see the world in the blues, like we can be friends or acquaintances or whatever, but I need to know that because a lot of it doesn't jive with my personal beliefs and it wouldn't create a good long-term close affiliation.
Well, and I have a lot of different thoughts going through my head, but you made me think of something about, you know, relationships. I feel that women, I won't say care more. They do more homework, if you will, trying to understand a man so they can love them the best that they can. But I don't think that men put that much depth into it. For them, I think a relationship is much simpler. It's much simpler. It's about getting their needs met, and if they don't, then you know, they're not happy, and it leads to a lot of discourse.
Oh,
does that make
sense? Oh, you just dove into something head first. That's more complicated, I think. You know, here's what I'll say. I have seen men and women who are equally devoted to expertise in their partner. It can happen either way. But, you know, gender psychology would say men and women are built on totally different foundation.
Absolutely.
And that's hormones, right?
Yes.
So, you know, testosterone is incredibly success failure driven.
Yes.
So the best thing that can happen for a man is success. The worst is failure. And with that comes shame. For a woman, the most important thing is connection. The worst thing that can happen is disconnection. And with that comes fear, fear of isolation, deprivation, and harm. And so we operate from these totally different stances.
I knew it. That's what I was trying
to
get to.
Yeah, that's what you're getting at. Yeah.
Yeah, no, because it's the whole root of the problem. And I'm not sure we'll ever be able to change it because men are men and women are women. And I don't see it as like changing.
But this is where expertise comes in, because if you understand how men and women operate, then you can easily, if you take up for your partner's perspective as your equal, right? And I think that's part of what you were trying to get at earlier, is like taking up for your partner's perspective as
right.
You know, you're equal, then what, how they see the world matters just as much as how you see it, right?
Yeah.
You have to take up for that just as much as you take up for your own stance to come up with a mutually good collaborative solution, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if I know my husband is success failure driven and, you know, like he gets upset about something, I might go, okay, well, for me, what I didn't like was the disconnection, but for him, where was the failure, right? Where's the shame? Instead of going on the blame game, like, well, you just got so defensive right there and you protected yourself. Like, you know, what did I do that maybe made you feel like you failed me in some way?
Well, we're going to talk more about it. This is some good stuff.
This is
a great way to start the week. one of my favorite songs is playing, The Heart of the Matter, and we're going to get down to it. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey, y'all, it's Bernadette. Oh, my gosh, I have some really good news to share with you. The H-Hemp Company is featured this month in Cosmopolitan Magazine and GQ Online for being one of the top hemp products on the market. We always work extremely hard to make sure our sponsors are the best out there, and this is just validation of that. We knew the H-Hemp Company was amazing, and now the rest of the world does, too. I encourage you to visit them at hhemp.com. That's hhemp.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills. Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter. If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
This is from the movie, The Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap.
Yeah. I love this song. You know, the woman that was the star in that show, the mother, you know, she passed away a couple of years ago.
Yep.
So sad. That's such a cute movie. It really is. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me and Deborah Campbell. You know, Autumn Warren Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two and a researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she has written a children's book as well. She is the inventor of Ether Elixir. I love this girl. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. Upcoming segment, we're going to be talking about tomatoes. But I want to continue on with Deborah Campbell. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist with years of experience as a practicing clinician. Debbie uses a therapeutic approach to individuals, couples, and family therapy. She has worked extensively with children, adolescents, young adults, and couples. And today we're talking about the blame game in relationships. So, where do you want to pick up after we drop the... We had some crazy good conversation. I wish... This is where I want to like be on the air the whole hour so everybody can hear everything that we say on and off the air, because we got to some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so where do you want to pick up the ball and run with it, Debbie?
You know, when it comes to... Let's start with debating reality, because I think that's where we picked up as soon as we dropped off the air, which is, you know, debating reality hurts, right? It's kind of a... The first sign that you're going to have a problem.
Right. And so people that are out there saying, well, what does that mean, debating reality? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times I have trouble understanding these psychological terms for stuff without having an example. So what would be debating reality?
I'll give you a theoretical experience, right? You know, I have a theoretical client who, you know, came into me after a marriage that dissolved and was dating again. And she came in and she said, I'm dating someone new. And, you know, it's so weird because, you know, I told him I didn't want to move as quickly as he did. And he said, okay, I can respect that. I can work with that. And she said, that's it? You're not going to argue with me that you want to introduce our kids faster? No, if that's what you're not comfortable with, I want you to be comfortable.
That seems like that would be a good sign.
Yeah, that would be a really good
sign.
That's
a really good sign.
So,
yeah.
But she was so used to being with someone who debated her reality and pushed for more that this was a really interesting experience for her.
Wow.
And so, you know, when you're with someone who doesn't take into account how you think and feel, the things you want, and place that as highly as what they want, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
Because you're not with someone who's going to treat you like you're an equal partner.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, that's a gender struggle there. And, and it's really common, unfortunately, because we as women are the ones that bear children. And men technically are seed spreaders. And so that in itself presents a problem, right?
I'm like, but we're back, I think, in the realm of gender's sake. So there are a lot of, you know, A lot of men who have really good relationship skills. It really all dates back to what you experienced in your family.
Well, my dad did. You know, Father's Day was over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sat and just had so many wonderful memories and put a nice post out about it. Mm-hmm. My dad was like the best. He loved my mother until the day she died. Mm-hmm. You know, they danced in the kitchen. They spoke about things. They fought. It was rare. But when they did, it was open and it was over with quickly. And they respected one another. And they were kissing 5 minutes later, you know? Uh-huh. And so, but I don't know. I just feel like the world has changed so much and there's so much pressure put on men to make money, you know, because that's how they're judged, you know, just like women are judged by how pretty they are and how good they look. And, you know, and it seems like it has done a lot of damage to the beauty of marriage and relationships.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I think we're struggling with societally is all the different hats now we believe that we should wear based on media, based on societal pressure. So it's like it's not enough to just be a good mom. I need to be a good mom and a good wife and a successful career woman and, also have a bunch of really good friends and make perfect sandwiches for my kid for lunch. And, you know, like it's...
I think men and women are very confused as to what their roles are anymore because they've crossed so many of them now with, you know, women trying to just fight for equality in the workplace and at home that it's created like a lot of unnecessary issues. It's really not that complicated.
We used to have, as a society, we used to expect that these needs would be met across, you know, a community. It wasn't just about one person meeting all of these needs, right?
Yeah.
But now we've moved to more of a singular stance where we're supposed to be good at all of these things. And if you're not, well, you can Google it.
Yeah.
You can look it up on the internet. So you could be good at it. Why aren't you good at it? And so,
seriously,
whatever it is, you could be good at it.
Yeah.
And I think it's breeding a lot more anxiety and depression. That's what I'm seeing a lot more of, and feelings of deep inadequacy that, you know, I can't be all of these things that I'm seeing my friends do, that their Facebook says that they're up to, that, you know, they're telling me about. And, you know, we've stopped sharing things that are really kind of at the heart of connection, which are these kind of challenges we're experiencing in life.
Yeah. Well, and Facebook is kind of funny in the sense that nobody's going to post when they're, oh, God, I just had a horrible fight with my husband. He's such an ass. I want to kill him. I want a divorce, blah, blah, blah. Or the wife feeling that way. Or about the man feeling that way. Hey, I haven't had sex in 2 months. I'm so sick of this. What do I do? You know, I actually had a friend reach out to me yesterday he's a dear old friend. And he's like my little brother, and I'm always giving him advice, and I'm like, man, you need a new game. So, you know, you need to understand a few things, because I think men are just confused, like, what do women want anymore, right?
Well, I think we run back to, like, we have so many societal pressures. We're not designed, our brain is not designed to tolerate the many, many things that we're expected to do. Like, we're demanded to wear so many hats, and our brain just isn't that sophisticated.
Yeah.
We're not designed to focus on so much. It should be more simple. And then, you know, we get upset at ourselves when we can't toe the line what we think other people are doing. It's not what we know they're doing. It's what we think they're doing. And we compare ourselves. And that's a really bad habit because it just breeds unhappiness.
Has anyone ever read the book? I think it's called Committed by Elizabeth Gilbert, the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, she's
awesome. She wrote this other book where she kind of delved into exploring marriages across different cultures. And one of the questions she asked women across all these cultures, so more modern day ones and then more the traditional cultures like out in like Asian, like Mongolia was one of the ones she went and visited. And it's like the definitions of whether or not the husbands were good husbands or not, the women saying yes, they had good husbands went up in number the more community support they had.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what girlfriends are for. Your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, he doesn't want to hear about it, okay? He really doesn't. He wants you to feed him. He wants sex and he wants to go to bed. So he can get up the next day and go out and break.
I would also say they were also the cultures where the husbands didn't live with the women full time.
Well, like the elephants. If you look at the elephants, you know? You know, they bring the men in a couple times a year for, you know, for some seeds.
In fairness to men, I'm like, in fairness to men, there are lots of men who very much want to make their wives happy.
Oh, there are. There's wonderful men out there.
And they think that they're doing what they need to do to make their wives happy.
Yeah.
But they haven't actually taken the time. If what they're doing doesn't make their wife happy, they don't take the time to go, what am I missing here?
Yeah.
Like, I really want more than anything for you to be happy. And it doesn't seem like you're happy. So what am I missing?
Yeah.
And when you start unlocking that game, that men, you know, that feels weak to them. For a lot of men, that feels really weak. And we don't really encourage that kind of vulnerability. And so, you know, it's such a simple question. We overlook it. Then men stomp off on their own and get angry oftentimes because that's an acceptable feeling. And then they come home and act more sharply, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like they're failing, like they're trying so hard and they're failing. And you have to remember, they're so success and failure driven that like...
Right. And you see it's very cyclical, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, you know, they're sharp and then that feels disconnecting to a woman. And then the woman feels, you know, fear of isolation, deprivation, and harm, which, you know, oftentimes will make her want to withdraw or say something not so nice back. And, you know, the man will feel like he's failing again. Mm-hmm. And it becomes this kind of fear, shame dance that men and women get into, and they'll circle in it down the drain unless they recognize they're in it and they go, oh, we're doing that thing we do. Yeah. It's a really bad habit. Like,
I think a simple chart needs to be made and it needs to be maybe the government can put it out, give them something to do to maybe save some of these marriages across the country. Better than some. I'd rather spend my tax dollars on that than some of the stuff they spend it on. But yeah, like, so it would be very black and white, like a list of this is what a man wants most. This is what a woman needs most, or mm-hmm. needs, I guess, not wants. And I think it would simplify things. So maybe we can do that.
Oh, I've got the list.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do, because I think it drills down to one thing on both sides.
Okay.
Like, I think most men want to feel admired.
Yes, right? They do. Admired, like, and respected.
Admired and respected.
But
oh, baby, you're so smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and you know, but you know, again, it's the same. Yeah.
But women on the flip want to feel treasured. Like, they're mm-hmm. indispensable. And so, you know, oftentimes the longings that couples come in with have a lot to do with these two things. Like, if you drill them down, is not feeling admired or not feeling treasured. And they start writing these stories like, you know, if you admired me, if you respected me, then you would do these things, or you would treat me these ways, or you would talk to me in this way.
Isn't treasure and admiration kind of the same thing?
Mm-hmm. But their treasure is indispensable.
Mm-hmm.
I am indispensable. You want no one else.
Well, you are such a treasure, Debbie. And I love having you in studio. So maybe
Thank
we
you.
Could put something in our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And I hope you'll come back sooner rather than later. I've really enjoyed this. Everyone, it's a pleasure. You're going to stay in studio with us, right?
Yeah.
All right. And we've got Autumn Warren Connolly coming up. All things Autumn. Tomato Talk right here on One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, y'all, it's Bernadette. Oh, my gosh, I have some really good news to share with you. The H-Hemp Company is featured this month in Cosmopolitan Magazine and GQ Online for being one of the top hemp products on the market. We always work extremely hard to make sure our sponsors are the best out there, and this is just validation of that. We knew the H-Hemp Company was amazing, and now the rest of the world does, too. I encourage you to visit them at hhemp.com. That's hhemp.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me and Deborah Campbell. I wanted to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop. I always say Wool Warrior. I sound like Barbara Walters. But get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop, or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. I had my Sun Warrior protein shake this morning, and it feels good because it's all natural, raw, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powder and supplements. And of course, the H Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. Hemp is amazing. Hemp oil is amazing. I encourage you to try it. And the H Hemp Company, their hemp oil is made with only premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp seed used for protein or rope. And it's tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. And these are great companies as well. And I talked about all about my sunlight and infrared sauna. Cannot wait to choose what I'm going to do tonight, when I'm either going to detox, or I'm going to, do my weight loss or anti-aging. It's hard to pick because I want all three. And of course, the Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal are both great publications. I encourage you to pick one up. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors that bring this programming to you. Okay, so Autumn Warren Connolly, one of my favorite people on earth, is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. Okay, tomato talk. Let's talk about this because I'm a tomato girl. I'm half Italian. I love my tomatoes.
You're going to like this conversation.
I fix spaghetti and veggie balls for my children once a week. Usually we eat it for 2 days because I don't know how to cook less than a pound of pasta.
Right.
So you always have leftovers, but they actually are better the next day because they marry the sauce marries into the noodles and makes them even yummier. But tomatoes, there's a lot of stuff coming out about tomatoes, and I'm gonna call out this Dr. Gundy, who is a medical doctor, who says that tomatoes are bad because of the lectin in them, and that
the lectin.
And so let's talk about this. So tomatoes sometimes do get a bad rap, and so are they healthy for you? Yes or no?
Yes. I mean, according to me, and I have no medical background, so,
Well, they've been around for a while, and I have to say, okay, so Italians are beautiful, smart people.
Yes. They across are. The board.
Across the board, inside and out. Their hearts, their souls, their minds, their spirits, their everything, you know. And they eat a lot of tomatoes. And they're healthy as heck. In fact, they are some of the healthiest people on the planet. And we eat a lot of tomatoes. So
right. So let's talk about what a lectin is.
Let's talk about the tomato.
A lectin is just all plants, fruits and vegetables. They have built-in natural pesticides, you know, self-preservation so that they're not consumed by other animals or by insects or whatever. And that's all a lectin is. That's the naturally occurring pesticide that's inherent in a tomato. So does it have lectins in it? Yeah, it does for self-preservation, but all fruits and vegetables have some form of that in them.
Right.
And they have a little bit higher concentration than most because they're yummy and lots of seeds. And they're red, so they're more of a target for birds and squirrels and stuff like that. So they have a higher concentration of it. But the flip side of that is they have a much higher concentration of the good stuff, too. Really high concentration of vitamin C, really high concentration of antioxidants.
Fiber, right?
Lots of fiber.
Tons of fiber.
I mean, in all kinds of carotenoids in it. I mean, they're really jam-packed full of all kinds of nutrients. So they have more good as well. So I don't really buy into this lectin business.
Yeah, I mean, people have been eating tomatoes like forever and,
sure.
and many different cultures. I'm not buying it. You know, I think if your body's inflamed, you might want to, you know, look at other things that you're eating in your diet that might be causing that inflammation.
Well, sure. And it also depends on how you're eating. I mean, moderation. I mean, don't sit down and eat only tomatoes all day long every day. But one of the biggest things that's in a tomato that is difficult to find elsewhere is an antioxidant called lycopene. And it's hugely healthy for you. And it can actually it's an antioxidant. So by doing the work that it does and removing the free radicals from your body, it's going to naturally lower your inflammation anyway.
Right.
So,
well, that's that Harvard study. In fact, Dr. Johnny Bowden cited it just last week. But you have to, you have to cook the tomatoes in order to release the
You've got to release them from the cell wall. Mm-hmm. So then,
what's the ingredient? What's the chemical? You said it a minute.
Lycopene.
Lycopene. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what protects men against prostate cancer and all these other things.
All
which
kinds
is
of stuff.
Another reason Italians live so long. I mean, they're known for their longevity, and I think it's because of community and family and their great love of food and family.
And it's not just it's the lycopene, and it's being cooked, but then there's a third thing, too, and it's fat soluble. So consuming it with something like olive oil.
Yum, there you
go. It just knocks it up because then it's actually absorbed by your body. And a bigger, higher concentration along with the oil.
I love it.
So the combination of, as you were saying, your sauces or on pizza or anything mm-hmm. like that, it's great. So you do want to cook them at a low temperature, though. You know, cooking food does destroy some of the nutrients, but then, like in this instance, it breaks down the cell wall, allowing it things to be more bioavailable. So it depends on what you're trying to get out of it. If you're trying to get vitamin C out of a tomato, don't cook it. If you're mm-hmm. trying to get lycopene out of a tomato, then you do want to cook it, but you want to keep it at a low heat.
Yeah.
So like lower than you'd naturally think, like maybe 250 or so, mm-hmm. and just cook it long and slow.
Yeah, and if you read something about something, question why it is they're picking on a tomato, for example. Okay?
Yeah,
what's up with that? I mean, what are you trying to sell me? You're trying to sell me something else because you're trying to pick on the tomato.
Well, there's all these studies that always come out. You know, it's like I used to joke with as many things as I don't eat. You know, it's like the only thing I can eat is kale, and then somebody forwarded me an article. One day from I think Dr. Mercola's website, and it was like the all of this stuff that's in kale that oscillates or whatever that are like calcify your kidneys, and it's like nothing is safe,
right.
There's always a bad side to everything, as mm-hmm. as with anything in life, but with fruits and vegetables too.
Well, and too much of anything isn't good for you, no matter what it is, whether it's a tomato
right.
or a potato.
I would say it's safe to say that things are coming from the earth. And this is like one of my rules with my kids and with my friends' kids. It's like, eat something that looks like it did when it came out of the
right.
earth. And if you are sticking to eating that way, there's very little that is truly not good for you unless
right.
you're just actually allergic to it.
Everything in moderation. Well, that makes me think of hemp and marijuana, how it's been demonized. I mean, it's on the earth for a reason. You have an endocannabinoid
right.
system that needs fed. It needs nutrients called cannabidiol,
yeah.
Which is what is in, hemp oil,
yeah,
CBD
for sure.
oil, and it's like, it's not anything new. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And
exactly.
So, we're out of time because I want to talk about nightshades because it's a nightshade.
It is a nightshade.
And they're trying to give nightshades a bad rap too, saying it causes arthritis.
Yeah, but that would be, again, arthritis is just inflammation.
It's
so
inflammation.
You want to say there is a substance in them that does increase inflammation. But again, the stuff like the lycopene that's in it decreases inflammation at the same time. So don't get hung up on it.
Well, we're going to lunch. Let's have some pizza and some beer or wine. How does that sound?
I'm in.
Good deal.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Autumn. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you
for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.